So we left off the last year. We were discussing the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says that if a person takes a letter, like a silver letter or something, and sticks it, connects it on to a parochas, connects it on to the background, that's considered to be the equivalent of writing on Shabbos. So we said the Magen Avraham was very startling because the Gemara that he brought as a raya seemed, if anything, to be a raya to the opposite effect. The question was, if you form a letter without an ink or a pencil type of a manner, but rather through a sewing type of a manner, so at the end of the day, a letter is formed, but on the other hand, they didn't write it with an ink. So is that considered to be kosev? So the Magen Avraham said, well, if you take a look in Git and Daf Chav, you'll come to the realization that is considered to be kosev. So just as sewing is considered to be kosev, so to sticking a letter into the parochas is also considered to be a kosev. So we had a small technical problem. Is that the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says that the sewing is not considered to be kosev in the sugya of shtashichur. But the Gemara said, quoted a Bryce, it said that if you sew, if you embroider a shtashichur for an Eved Kenani, that's not considered to be a ksiva. You know, the halacha requires ksiva for a get, and halacha requires ksiva for a shtashichur. So that wouldn't qualify as ksiva. So how could the one of Roman Uriah that sewing is considered to be back up. How could the Magen Avraham bring a raya that sewing is considered to be ksiva if the Gemara, if anything, says that the opposite is true? So we suggested a couple of approaches in the last year is how to solve this problem of Magen Avraham. So one of the suggestions that we gave, quoting the name of the Chai Yodam, was that at the end of the day, it all depends on how kavua it is. That if you sew in such a way, the stitches are easily pulled out, so that's not considered to be a ksiva. That's what Rashi's kavana was in Gittin. That's lafsho kayama. But if you sew in a manner that it is kavua, so the mice I presented, I quote unquote wrote the message. What's the difference? So if a person sews a get and gives it to his wife, sews a shtashichur, gives it to his eved, sews on Shabbos, and now he has letters that are now formed. So in addition to any potential malachas of tofer, that's the malacha of kosev as well. As long as it's done with the kayama, then that would be a problem. We mentioned at the very, very end of the shiur, it's based on this, that there are those poskim who wanted to differentiate between different kinds of Scrabble. If you play the old style Scrabble, when I was a kid, Scrabble, so you put the letters down, and then a kid walked by, gave a little kick to the table, and the whole thing fell apart. So mistama, that would be considered to be like an Enosho Kayama, something that's so easily removed. But you ain't kidding, if you have, I guess what they call the more deluxe Scrabble, is that what they play now? Not holding. They play the deluxe Scrabble, so I'm told that the letters stay more in place, so maybe that's more of a problem of kosev. However, this whole idea of the Magen Avraham, that if you do something derech kayama, even though you didn't take a pen or a pencil and write on the paper, that could still be a violation of a kosev, still has to be reevaluated, because the case of the Magen Avraham is still not the same as the Gemara Maseches Gittin. In the Gemara Maseches Gittin, when the person takes thread and he sews the letters to the background, he sews the shtashichur, sews the get to his wife. So one can argue that if it's kayam, if it's not going anywhere, if it's not falling apart, not being ripped open, so maybe you can argue that's considered to be kosev. But that's not the case in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is talking about taking pre-existing letters and just sticking them onto a background. The Magen Avraham was talking about Tochev Osho Shav Kesva Gabi Begin. You took a piece of silver letter that already was there and you pinned it against the background. I always like to give the examples, like, you know, in the shul, on the outside of the shul here, they have where they write services at such and such, shachris at such and such, rabbi, married at such and such. So if you take those letters and you stick them onto the background, so the Magen Avraham sound like it would be chayev. Because it's Shal Kayama, according to the Chayyadim's reading in the Magen Avraham, it's Shal Kayama, so you should be Chayyab. So the question is that really the same as the Gemara Maseches Gittin? In the Gemara Maseches Gittin, you formed the letters. There was nothing there before. There was thread, and you maneuvered the thread in such a way that now forms letters. So then you can argue that's like taking ink and maneuvering the ink in such a way that you form letters. But Shaykh, in the case of the Magen Avraham, the letters were there already. The letters were in full existence before. All you did was, you basically took a letter and put it into place. You take a pre-existing letter and you put it into place. Is that considered to be kosev altogether? So one could suggest that maybe that's not considered to be kosev altogether for another reason. The Gemara, in the 12th of the Mamakomos, On Shabbos, Daf Kuvdal, Rav Meir says the following: Did Amar Rav Ami, Kosev Os Achas B'Teveri, Av Achas B'Tzipori Chayev, Ksivi Elishu B'Chusa Kreva. We know that the shear of Kosev and Shabbos and Rotevi Chayev is Beis Osios. So we usually think that two Osios, two letters, have to be legible together. That's the whole point, right? Two letters is a bare minimum of a word. He said in Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have a word with one letter. Except for maybe a Hala Hashem of Pashas Hazin. That's a tricky word. But in Lashon HaKodesh, the minimum words are going to be two letters. So if you write two letters, you're Chayev. So what's the din if I write one letter in New York and one letter in New Jersey? Or in the case of the Gemara, I wrote one letter in Teveria and another letter in Tzipori. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, what are you chayef for? There's no shakas, there's no connection between the two. So the Gemara says, no, you are chayef. You know why? Ksiv yel shebechus hakreva. That the two letters, each one was written, and they're almost like they're next to each other. So what, they're 10 miles apart? But that's just a technicality. That's just the technicality of bringing the letters closer together. The letters are considered to be, so to speak, mechubar yachad. So what do you see for this Gemara? That in Hilchos Kosev, so we don't just look at physically, practically, are the letters next to each other, but we can almost view the letters as being Mitzuruf Yachad even before they're physically Mitzuruf Yachad. So some Acharonim raise a question against the Magen Avraham. How can the Magen Avraham say, I'm a chayah for quote unquote writing two letters by sticking two letters next to each other? The letters were already next to each other. Where were they next to each other? They were next to each other when they were in the box. I couldn't read them together. What was in one box? What was in another box? That's all the same thing. It's just mechusa kreva. So according to the Magen Avraham, what did I do? I took a letter that's already there, and I took another letter that's already there, and I connected. I didn't connect them. They were connected already. They were connected. They were 20 miles apart. But the Gemara just said that mechusa kreva, that's considered to be connected. So the Acharonim still have trouble with the Magen Avraham. With all the work and all the touching up the Magen Avraham that we did on before Yom Kippur, at the end of the day, the Magen Avraham is really a Chiddush. Say that that's considered to be kosev because I brought the two pre-existing letters together. They were ready together. Mitchilasam. So when all the dust settles, we still have this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham tells us that if a person forms letters, albeit not with pen and pencil, not with ink, not in a normal way, but he forms the letters in the sense of using pre-made letters and sticking them onto a background. So the Magen Avraham said Yechayev, and he said Ayeh in the Gemara Maseches Gittin. So he said, if anything, the Gemara Gittin sounds opposite. So before Yom Kippur, we gave the Matzah Shekels beer of the Magen Avraham that is in Gittin and Shabbos, and then at the end of the Shiur on before Yom Kippur, we gave the beer of the Chayodim that we're working with now. So even though we're not quite sure that we have a good beer in the Magen Avraham, at the end of the day, the post can do quote this halacha. So we refrain from, we wouldn't want to stick letters onto a background, even though we're not quite sure that itself should really be aser. So if it's done derech kev, if there's any degree of permanence to it, one should refrain from doing it. If it's totally derech haroi, then it would be okay. So getting back to the Scrabble case I spoke about a few minutes ago, the poskim say that a plate of Scrabble, of the temporary old-style Scrabble, is probably mutter. To play a more of a deluxe kind of a Scrabble may be a problem. But there may be a whole different issue with the playing of Scrabble, which is also a kosev-related issue. That's really a jump ahead to the sugya. Hopefully we'll continue with the after yantiv. And those are the derabbanans of kosev. Up to now we've been dealing with the derises of kosev. There's a derabbanan of kosev. There are many, many activities that Chazal prohibited because those activities are usually associated with writing. Touched on this a little bit, say Mekach Memker, according to one opinion in Rashi, the whole reason why you can't buy and sell, what kind of business is off limits at Shabbos and Yontif, is a Gezeira Shema Yichtov. Or other kinds of activities that are usually associated with writing were also prohibited by Chazal. So the Chayyadam suggests that this Gezeira Shema Yichtov was an all-encompassing Gezeira. Wasn't that Chazal sat down and said that activity X is also, activity Y is also, activity Z is also? No. The Gezeira was anything that's usually associated with writing cannot be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You plug in the details. Each and every time and place, each and every generation, you figure out what's included in that gezeirah and not. So the Chayyadim says, if you have certain kinds of activities, certain kind of games that are usually associated with writing, usually when you play this game, you do this activity, so you tend to write during the week, so that's called gezeirah shem yichtov, and that's prohibited. So that's a chiddush. Usually we say that Eilon al-Chadash gezeiras. It's Chazal made a gezeira, and we're not mechuyev to make a new gezeira. We're not a beis din agam. It's not our job to make new gezeiras in the law of Klal Yisrael. So the Chayyadim seems to understand this is not a new gezeira. This was the gezeira. There never was a Moshe beis din to sit down and ask our activity X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Yeah, gezeira was all encompassing. Anything that's normal to write a gezeira should be yichtav. Therefore, the Chayyadim in one fell swoop says that any game that's normally you keep score with, you usually write down. So you can't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov ever because of it didn't drop on it. When I was a kid, so we used to keep score in Scrabble. So I think there used to be the old with the old books, right? With the, you know, putting a tissue inside a book or something, a page. So that's not the normal way of keeping score on Tuesday. Normally on Tuesday, I think you would write down. So according to the Chayyadim, Scrabble is also as that. Since it's normal to keep score with your paper and pencil during the week, the mele, it's also been the Rabbanan on Shabbos, Gezeira Shem Yichtav. So well, we were just, Hapesha Hitu, Hapesha Asa, we were just matted the Scrabble a minute ago, and we just asked it, that's another reason. Of course, the reason to ask it now becomes more encompassing, because a lot of other games that fall into that category also. So I think that the more correct thing to do is not to play any of these kinds of games on Shabbos. The more correct thing to do is shouldn't be playing any games on Shabbos. The Shemir Shabbos has an entire chapter dedicated to the playing of games on Shabbos. And at the beginning and the end of the chapter, he just highlights that this chapter is all for people under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah who are bothering to read the chapter. Anyone over the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, you should be learning, taking a nap, going to a tish, doing something productive on Shabbos. Not the time to be playing games. But in terms of really being usher, so according to the Chayyadim, it would be usher because of that reason.
That gzeira, though, is that what the general populace does or what you do? If in your house you never keep score because one kid gets upset when the other one wins, is that on?
If they're a lumdish or wouldn't scrabble, there's a low plug in the scrabble, this kid. Nobody
plays games during the weekend.
Nobody plays games, no! Okay, everyone's so busy. Okay.
A game where there are numbers and not letters.
Numbers are also. Do you write down the.
No.
You put the numbers
like
on.
It's a scrabble game, like Rummy Cube.
Pardon my ignorance, but the best of my knowledge, numbers are the same as letters. The Rambam writes, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, the Rambam writes that the forming of numerals is the same as letters. That was the Rambam's chiddush, that even though it's
like
not
like
good.
That you have, like, a card game. But
I've seen it. I'm not that kaddish, I'm not. I've seen it. Okay. There was another...
I'm sorry. But in that case, you don't care about the formation. In other words, Scrabble, you're creating words.
You're creating numbers. You're writing the number 23. I don't know what number it was.
There are preformed numbers. I put three sixes together. That really doesn't have a message. That's just for the game. When I put CAT, I've just formed a word. So isn't there a difference?
No, but three numbers together are accomplishing something. That's the
just no. For the purpose of the game.
So that's it? I think so, yeah. I think so. Okay. There is another issue of Kosev, which is really related to Kosev / Mochek. That's on the bottom of the Marmar Kamos, page 13. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a famous Shaila that was already discussed by the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah, the 13th in the Marmar Kamos. If you have a book that has letters written on the edges of the page, it says Bergenfield Public Library on it or something. So, Yesh Osrim Apostle of the Not Lobe Shabbos. There were some who said that you're not allowed to open it or close the book on Shabbos. They have Psicha Shover Osios Ravi Kimochek. Because when you open up the book, so you're breaking the letters apart. So that's Mochek. V'chein Kishanolo Havke Kosev. When you're closing the book, that's considered to be Kosev. So the Ramah is makel on this. The Ramah, it's interesting, the Ramah doesn't appear in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. That's when we had to go dig up a Chuvah Saramah. But in the Chuvah Saramah, so it says that it's permissible. What's the reason why it's mutar? Chayin da asabi achron, b'taymam, the kevin da osir linov liftoach tamid, leika bebi shemechik oksiva, v'avi kedelas aniska v'niftach tamid, b'eimam shembinin ustir v'chenaminag. So says the Ramah and the Chuvah, that other achron say, that it's analogous to opening and closing a door on Shabbos. So if you think about it, when I open a door, so I'm so sad, I'm breaking down part of the wall. When I close the door, I'm rebuilding part of the wall. So that's a joke. Why is that not a problem? So the Achronim write, because that's made for that purpose. That's the Derech Tashmisho. Building means, man, when I do construction, I'm not using the building right now. I'm building the building in order to use it afterwards. When the normal matter of using the building is opening and closing the door, opening and closing the window, that's not considered to be bona and sosa altogether. So the Acharonim bring that as a mashal and say that the normal way of using a book is to open and close the book. So how in the world could you say that the opening and closing of the book is tantamount to the writing and the erasing of the letters? So that's the Mishnah Berurah writes. That's what most of the poskim held. That's permissible. But when we come up and says the Mishnah Berurah, Nochem Ha'achem Kishesh L'Sefer Acher. Not everyone agreed to this comparison. Not everyone agreed to this dimyon. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you have another sefer without those words on it. So Yesh Ta'achem. But Me'ik Mik Redin is going to be permissible. So,
going back to the games that you put in the letters, that each Q is a book in itself. In other words, it's an independent sefer, so to say. It's just hard to be toe-faced. The preference not to play all the games together, it's okay. Easy to make out. The concept of...
That's called Mamish Kosev, right? So, again, so we're not so sure this Kosev. We're not at all convinced that any of this stuff is Kosev.
Just okay. Go back to the Rami Cup.
Everyone's really, really interested. We should have like a Shira game tomorrow.
No, because we kind of said that Scrabble is okay because it's not Kayama.
Right.
And the problem is Gzeir Shamayichto, because of the keeping score. But in this game, there's no keeping score.
You don't keep score this. And it's not Kayama.
You never write
and
down.
And it's not Kayama.
You start pulling out your card. And there's no message in the...
So the message is not relevant because right. Mishka...
But is it Kayama? If you put stuff down and
no.
Somebody moves it...
Again. No.
It's
like
Scrabble.
It's not good. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, you better stop now before yeah.
42 years. Isn't it also a secretion?
Okay. You don't care that it's open. I mean, I want theory. There should be a.
I want to still know that it's the Teaneck Library book.
So, I mean, you close by it, the book is open. I can't tell where it's from. Maybe it's from Teaneck, from Bergenfield. So Baruch Hashem, I close it and now I know it's the
Teaneck. But it doesn't matter if it's from Bergenfield. Maybe. Okay,
it depends. Only if you live in Britain County, you can return to multiple libraries. Okay, I don't know. The Meister, I must admit, we did it, but there anyway, but there are those. Good. There's one last part of Kosev to try to finish up Kosev before Yom Tov. We didn't finish the Derabbanan of Kosev. We didn't even start the Derabbanan of Kosev. We have only one last Derais left of Kosev.
Sorry. But it goes back to the book. Bottle caps,
that's Makhmah Patish and Boney.
No,
and the letters.
The open before Shabbos. Yeah. If you open them on Shabbos, another Easter, I don't want to go there.
So the letters,
right.
Means the letters.
The letters, so right. if you remember, you wash the bottle as soon as you get it, and I found the solution. It's never a problem, but if you don't remember, you can wash those letters well.
The letters of the are usually printed on the caps. So when you open and close, the caps, so you're reforming the numbers of the letters on the cap.
They stamp them with something, so half the
letters are on the top part, half's left on the ring behind. So when you open and close the ring,
that's like the book.
So it's probably like a book. Right.
Except it usually doesn't go back to where it started.
Right. I always try when I do it to try to make sure not to line up the letters and the numbers properly.
Okay. Well, yeah. We wash them as soon as we get them, but sometimes we forget.
Okay, so let's see if we can just finish up before. We don't want to leave one piece hanging of Kosev till after Sukkot. So the last of the page of Amakamos, so the Gemara discusses sugya related to Gittin. We've already seen that many of the Dinim of Ksiva vis-a-vis Gittin are going to carry over to Shabbos. So the Gemara has a very, very strange case. Amashmol, the 14th of Amakamos, Gittin Daf Yotes, but it's Amashmol. Nosla Nia Chalak, the Amala Reza Gitech Megureshes. If a person hands his wife a blank piece of paper and he says, Reza Gitech, this is your get, so she's Megureshes, the get is Chal. You have to scratch everything. There's nothing there. No. Maybe the person wrote it in some kind of invisible ink. That guy's a little bit strange. He hands his wife a blank piece of paper and says, Reza Gitech. That leads us to believe there's probably something, no, literally, more than meets the eye. There's probably something there. So Mace for the Gemara says, what? Reza Gitech unat loss of the kusel the yam or the oil the chodover of it. So the Gemara quotes a braisa that a person hands his wife a get, and she receives the get, and then she doesn't want to hold on to the get, so she throws the get into the fire, she throws it into the ocean or something. Now the get's not around anymore. So that's nothing per se terrible about that, as long as she can prove at some later point that she was Megureshes. So there are multiple ways for a woman to prove that she's Megureshes. Either she can bring the get itself, that's the easiest way, or she could bring two Edim to testify that they were there when they saw the get being written. B'zman hazeh, we do neither of the two. We don't let the woman hold on to the get. We hand it again, and then as soon as she finishes, and then she hands it back to the Beis Din. The Beis Din keeps it on file. So how is she going to prove? Let's say she lives in New York. She's going to go off to Eretz Yisrael. How is she going to prove that she's been gereshes? So we write her another document. The Ksav Beis Din, it's called the Ptur. Beis Din authorizes the document that we hereby, as the Beis Din, were present at her get in such a day. And she then walks around with this ptur to prove that she is megureshes. A woman b'zman hazeh should not be walking around with the get. We don't want her to walk around with the get, because if she walks around with the get, someone may look at the get later and say, hey, there's a little bit of a question on the get. That's a pashut. We don't want anyone to be mefakfek on the get. So we take the get back, and we hand her this ptur instead. There was a story years ago that there was a certain person who was not qualified to be writing a gittin, who unfortunately was being masada gittin. And a woman walks into, comes to get remarried a second time, and the Masada Kedushin asks her, you know, where's your letter from the Beis Din? So she hands the get to the Masada Kedushin. So the Rav was smart enough to realize there's something fishy going on. She's not supposed to be having the get. So he did a little bit of research, and he found out the guy was writing, didn't know what he was doing. So not only did he not know that, this man, as if in the last hundreds of years, nobody hands the get to the woman to hold on to. He didn't know a lot of other things about getting also. So because of that, he was caught.
Did they destroy the get entirely, if that's the case?
I think they, if I'm not mistaken, I think they rip it, they make a Carrera paste on it. That shouldn't be used again. I think they put it away in the files, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, get back to the story. So, but in the olden days, so she held on to the get, so she takes the get, she throws it into the fire, and now an hour later, he starts telling her story. It wasn't really a get. He says it was another kind of a shtar. So we don't believe him. Local Amen al Oswa. He says, a guy hands a get to his wife, and he says, raise a gitech, and then 20 minutes later, he's going to tell us a bubamite that wasn't a get. That doesn't make any sense. Taimidik aksav, like aksav lo. So the Gemara says the only reason why that get is good is because at least we saw letters on it. At least we saw there was something there. If you see a blank piece of paper, that's mamish nothing. The Gemara says no. Kika mashmul the batkid lebe ma'idin ara ipolit polit ilo polit lav klumu. So the Gemara revamps what Shmuel said. Shmuel didn't mean to say that the paper is totally blank. What Shmuel meant to say is like this: it looks to us like it's blank, but then we did a test on it. So you have. If you put some liquid, put some water, put something onto it, so if there's something that's kind of invisible inside the fibers of the paper, so it'll come out. So the blackness, the inkness, will start to come out from the liquid that's being it's being exposed to. So what Shmuel said is like this: a guy hands his wife a blank piece of paper, and he says, "Areze gitech." So that leads us to believe that there's something real going on here. But looking at the paper, it doesn't look like anything. We stick the paper under the chemical. We throw the chemicals onto the paper, and black stuff starts coming out. So that confirms our theory that there probably was a get really written here. So that's what Shmuel meant to say, that's a kosher get. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Chipolit mehavi hashu the polit. The Gemara says, tachas, at the time that you handed the quote unquote get to your wife, we couldn't see it. There was nothing visible. So there were letters that were inside that needed chemicals to potentially bring them out, needed that water, needed a whole sipur to get it out. Why is that considered to be kosev altogether? So that's what Rashi says on the spot. Hashu the polik shayu bluos lo yaksav. Aksav that's balua, aksav that's hidden inside that can't be seen. Nishkin stops. So he wants to revamp what Shmuel meant. Fine. We're not learning this thing yet right now. We just want to focus on that one line. So Gemara asked the question: the ilo, the chipolit by have. Those are the four words: chipolit by have, hashu the polit. Any letters that are not visible now, they're not legible now. The fact that they're inside and they're going to be brought out with some kind of a treatment, some kind of a process, that's not considered to be ksav, the existence of ksav. It's based on this Gemara, this Rashi, that the post discussed, something that probably our kids won't even know what it is, but the old style way of taking pictures. These actually pictures with film, a little Polaroid, a camera, so you pre-Polaroid the camera. If you take a picture, the Polsky want to know what's the din, is that considered to be kosev or not? So the Rambam writes that kosev not only refers to letters, not only refers to numbers, it refers to images also, pictures also. So if I draw a picture of a house or something, that's considered to be kosev on Shabbos. So if I take a picture of a house, so I've now formed an imprint of a picture of a house on film, so is that considered to be kosev or not? So the Polsky quote this Gemara, this Rashi, and say, no, that's not considered to be an act of kosev, because I can't read it, I can't see it. what's going to make this picture appear? So I still remember as a kid, when you had to take the film out of the camera, you had to do it in a dark room, because a little bit of light every time was such a to-do in the house. My father would like go into the bathroom and lock the door, because otherwise we would open up the door to get that. Well, we're living with the difference in picture taking in the last 40 years or so. So the Pesukim write that l'chor, the old style pictures was not really considered to be kosher because there's nothing there. On the other hand, the developing of the picture would be called kosher, because if there's nothing there, so then when I make something appear, so when I take the chemicals, I throw the chemicals on, and hopefully smoke, I turn it into a picture, that's considered to be a ma'isa kosher. So the Pesukim write, in the olden days, the old way of taking pictures, the pictures itself was not, I didn't say it was what to do, the old taking of pictures was not technically kosher, whereas the developing, the printing out of the pictures, so that was considered to be kosher.
That be a matter for today, digital
pictures? Oh, we're getting the digital stuff. Yeah. So the question is, nobody's taking pictures on Shabbos and Yontif, hopefully nobody's developing pictures on Shabbos and Yontif. My nafkamina, no chaps nafkamina for Chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed is also an issur of kosev, unless there's some kind of enough tzarech hayom that would make it mutter. So most of the time there is some kind of a, in the olden days, it would be some kind of a tzarech perhaps. But let's say it's not such a tremendous tzarech hayom. So would it be permitted to take pictures? Would it be permitted to develop the pictures? So to take the pictures would probably be okay, because there's no real kosev that's taking place in the old cameras. Developing the pictures would probably be a problem. But for kids, developing would be more chum, because developing is what's called a ma'isa uman. A ma'isa uman, I don't know how to develop pictures. I mean, we used to do it in science experiments in sixth grade, but it never came out too well. So you needed uman in the olden days. You had to send it to the store, send it to the photo lab to develop it for you. So that was considered to be enough a ma'isa uman that would be problematic. To take the pictures in the olden days of chum, maybe would be okay. I remember there was once a fellow who was showing me his album or something. So every picture was off-center, it was off-kilter. So I finally asked him, I said, how could you make a mistake on so many pictures? He said, no, those are the Chol HaMoed pictures. He took everything with the shini, held the camera upside down, everything.
Were those pictures of Rebbes with the Lulav and Esser? You think those were taken with Esser?
I don't know. You have to check with the rabbis. I don't know.
What about bringing it on the smartphone?
I was going to say. So the later, more contemporary post can point out that this is probably all true in terms of the old style pictures. Today's pictures, there's nothing. It's Eilecha Osius Pochus Ba'avra Golem Izeh. There's mamish nothing there. So that's not considered to be kosev. So the Pasha Pshat and the for writing and computer and everything, well, all of the above is probably not considered to be kosev altogether. Printing is a problem. If you want to print out a picture, you want to print out a paper or something, a computer, so that's a problem. That's kosev. And that would be subject to the regular dinim of kosev, chalamoy, whatever those rules would be. But in terms of just the etzim of taking the picture itself, so the Phineas Dayti would be mutter. There may be other malachas involved, but if other malachas are involved in the using of phones and computers on Shabbos and Yontif, but those malachas of Havara, Molid, whatever, those kinds of things, so we're probably pretty lenient on Rabban Chol HaMoed in general, could be don't apply. But in terms of the kosev, so our taking the pictures of Zmanazet probably wouldn't be such a problem. The printing out of the picture would be a problem. I mentioned about the receipts, no, that I mentioned at the end, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I think that you can use your ATM cards or stuff or whatever you want on the Chol HaMoed, but in terms of pressing the button to say if you want a receipt, so I think it's better not to take a receipt, because there it's mamish printing a receipt. Your printing is the kosev, and there's not really all that much of a tzarech hayom. What are you going to do with your receipt? But to make sure you still have more money for the next time.
What if it's generated automatically? Is it a receipt ratio? When you go to the library, always give you a receipt for all the books you have. It's just automatically generous. You can go to the library.
Okay, good. All right, so at least we've actually been to see on the derisive of Kosev. We still got a lot of derabonis of Kosev.
What's the meaning of being photographed on Shabbos?
That's a shayla. Somebody's taking a picture of you, that may be a problem, because they're forming, you're participating, you're helping form a particular tzura. If you wouldn't be there, they'd be taking a picture of the wall. Now you're standing there, so you're...
No, but we said, you can't... The digital picture.
You're always taking a digital picture of you.
No, meaning that you're walking into a place that's being monitored.
Right.
There was a question.
No, but it's not. It is kayama because it gets put on the film also.
It depends. Today is only. I can only speak from my own personal real estate experience. Everything, there's no film. It's all.
Everything on a computer.
It's all hard drive. I'm talking about very sophisticated. The ones that I'm familiar with, all hard drive. Nothing, zero film.
Is it good then? I don't know. If there's no film, it's better.
So because it was Shiloh,
it's fine with any reasons. Yeah, it's fine with any reasons. Yeah.
But then it would be okay.
It's fine with the Rebbe of Sikresh. The Nichalei is in their abundance. A few reasons why it's fine with it. If you have it in your house, it's probably better to tip it off.
I'm talking about
if you're walking past someone, you know there's a camera going on. The minute is local for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
Good job. Okay, so we're reconvening.
Sunday at Rabbi Shul. 7:15.